I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, Death Valley asks, did you feel that? If you're visiting Death Valley in the morning on March 3rd, you might have felt a little rattle. Magnitude 3.8 earthquake struck the southeast of Beatty and east of Furnace Creek Visitor Center just after 9:20 a.m. Although relatively insignificant, this small quake tells a much larger story of the ongoing tectonic activity in the Death Valley region. Due to ongoing stretching of the Earth's crust, Death Valley is home to numerous faults that bring our scorching hot valleys lower into the Earth and our mountain ranges high into the sky. When these faults get stuck, they build up pressure for years and years at a time. When the pressure becomes too great on a section of a fault, it slips, creates friction, and thus an earthquake. Most earthquakes in and around Death Valley are small, but occasionally large enough to be felt by park goers, much like the March 3rd event. Well, there will be a free green waste weekend at Bishop Sunland Landfill, Lone Pine Landfill, and Independence Landfill on the following dates. Bishop Landfill and Lone Pine Landfill will be both Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. Big Pine Transfer Station will be on Saturday, March 21st. Independence Landfill will be on Sunday, March 22nd. The gate fees will be waived for green waste only. No mixed loads now. The waiver is applicable to Inyo County residents only, so please have an ID available. Commercial haulers and landscape contractors are not eligible. The County of Inyo continues to encourage residents to be proactive in reducing wildfire risk. Waiving the gate fees at the landfill and transfer station is an action that demonstrates the county's commitment towards helping to reduce catastrophic wildfire events within and around our communities. Thank you, County of Inyo. Remember, it's this weekend, March 21st and 22nd. A group of Tibetan Buddhist monks will be in Lone Pine from March 24th to the 29th as part of their 2026 Sacred Harmony World Peace Tour. The monks of Garden Shartse Monastery, Phunkang, in South India, seek to cultivate intercultural understanding, peace, and healing through the transformative power of sacred sound, art, and Tibetan Buddhist teachings, organizers said. Public is invited to observe the monks creating the intricate Buddha of compassion, San Mandala, at the Metabolic Studio Space at 127 North Main Street daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. In addition, they'll be offering talks and sacred empowerment rituals from 6 to 7:30 p.m. each evening, which are also free and open to the public. The sand is applied using precisely by the gentle rubbing of a sand-filled metal cone that has had its tip removed. Upon completion, the monks will dissolve the mandala. The Buddha's last words were, "All things are impermanent. Work out your salvation with diligence." In upholding with these principles, the monks sweep up the mandala and place the sand in a river, lake, or ocean to purify the surrounding environment. You can find the schedule of events on our website at sierrawave.net. Senator Marie Alvarado Gill, representing California rural communities, joined Assemblywoman Leticia Castillo to introduce Assembly Bill 1998, a bipartisan effort to bring clarity and common sense protection to intimate spaces in California's business establishments. AB 1998 amends Section 51 of the Civil Code, the Unwritten Civil Rights Act, to define sex as an individual's immutable biological sex, male or female, and requires that intimate spaces, including bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, changing rooms, and dressing areas, be separated on that basis. Single occupancy restrooms remain gender neutral, and the bill imposes no new construction or structural requirements beyond existing law. For more information on this, you can go to our website at sierrawave.net. Well, unfortunately, Kenneth, known as Ken Charles Hay, passed away on March 5th, 2026. With love and gratitude, the family of Ken Hay announced the passing on March 5th, 2026 in Bishop, California. He was born on April 13th, 1946 in Whittier, California, Laura and Lester Hay. He was the youngest of three children. He graduated from Pioneer High School in 1964 and went on to earn both a BA in psychology and a master's in education from Whittier College. His time there brought lasting friendships, plenty of basketball, and most importantly, Penny, the love of his life. They married in June of 1968 and shared nearly 50 years focused on family, supported by a lifelong love and a shared enjoyment of traveling together. Shortly after marrying, the couple moved to Bishop, California, where he had accepted a teaching position. What began as a quick job became a lifetime calling over 32 years at Bishop Elementary School. He influenced generations of students with his calm encouragement, patience and guidance, and deep belief in the worth of every child. He wasn't only a teacher, he made himself available beyond the classroom, providing guidance and support in countless ways. During his long career, he and his family spent two cherished years in England as part of a teaching exchange program, traveling and camping throughout Europe, building lasting friendships. Though his passing leaves a tremendous ache, his legacy lives on in lives he shaped, the kindness he modeled, and the faith he shared. A celebration of life will be held at the First Presbyterian Church in Bishop on April 4th at 11 a.m. A luncheon will follow, a fitting tribute to a man who loved good food, good company, and fellowship. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Kenco Fund or to a charity of your choice. Contributions to Kenco may be mailed to First Presbyterian Church, Memo Kenco Donation, 585 North Main Street, Bishop, California. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. More on this obituary and more on Senator Alvarado Gill's article can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Remember, since 1996, now 30 years, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. More news can be found at sierrawave.net or on Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media or on x.com. Thanks for listening.